This is TWiT.
Wisconsin state legislators have approved a $3 billion incentive package for Foxconn after the company announced its plans for a factory in the state last July that would employ at least 3,000 people. Now it's up to Governor Scott Walker to sign, which he will. Apparently, he's very outspoken on that. This is to be Foxconn's first United States factory, and the soon-to-be tech sector in Wisconsin already has its name, Wisconn Valley.
No. I'll just say no.
This is one of these phenomenons that we've seen for a while. You have to get past just the story because people are going to focus on this story and they'll be incensed because on its face, it sounds like a really bad deal. It was passed by a 64-31 vote. It's going to go to Scott Walker's desk. He's going to sign it. And here are the details. Over 15 years, Foxconn will get $2.85 billion in tax incentives in exchange for spending $10 billion to spin up a factory. Now, that factory can have as many as 13,000 workers,
right?
But they're going to start with 3,000. So 3,000 workers earning about $54,000 a year plus benefits. There's also the ancillary effect, which is when you have a factory like this, it's going to draw in support businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come in, and they're anticipating maybe about 20,000 or so extra jobs will be created by those. We had a financial watchdog group, nonpartisan. So all they do is they just look at the math. And they calculated that if Foxconn hires the full 13,000, so not the 3,000, but 13,000, and if they generate not 20,000, but 22,000 jobs from all the ancillary businesses, it will take 25 years before the state of Wisconsin breaks even on the deal.
Wow.
That doesn't sound great. And that's the part that people are getting ticked at. But here's the other part, Jason. That's not the bet. The bet is that this will spark more investment, more companies coming in,
right?
Maybe Amazon, and then that will actually make back the money. So, it's hard to judge this.
Yeah, you say maybe Amazon. I mean, that's, prime time, right? Amazon's looking for a location for its second headquarters. They're looking at employing 50,000 people. It's a lot. I mean, no doubt, like you've explained, it's a lot up front and for a long time. But the amount of people, the level of improvement in, let's say, personal kind of wealth, that people are bringing to the area, spending in the area just to live there, could be a big deal. But you're right. It is kind of a gamble. This is the largest ever incentive package for a foreign company, not to mention 10 times larger than anything ever approved for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this on TWiT, and we understand it's a bet. And it's a big bet. But at the core of the bet is a proposition that I'm not sure if it's true, because we've seen it tried several times. And that is the recreation of the Silicon Valley. Mm. There's so many different parts of the world look at the Silicon Valley and they say, we want that. Whatever happened that turned this coast into such a hub of incredibly high finance and technology, we want to recreate that. And so they've tried it in Mumbai. They tried it in New York. They tried it in Illinois. They tried it in Moscow. They tried it in Israel. And each time they had the same effect, which is, they offered tax incentives. Businesses came in. And then at some point, the tax incentives stopped and the businesses went away.
And hey, we can get it cheaper if we offshore it.
Or if we go to the next Silicon Valley.
Yep.
And so the question is, and I'd love to hear about what you think about this. Can you buy another Silicon Valley? Or was it just this incredible confluence of intelligent people, visionaries, companies and finance that just happened to land in the same area at the right time that created Silicon Valley?
Yeah. Well, like you say, they would all love to recreate that. But I think it's a lot harder than just, sinking a bunch of money and getting a few big names into the area to do that. You can create a tech hub, a tech sector and everything, but don't compare it to Silicon Valley. I feel like Silicon Valley as kind of like this massive behemoth of technology, innovation, whatever you want to call it, is kind of an outlier. Like, it's pretty crazy the amount of geography that is covered by technology here. It just kind of happened the way it happened. I don't know if you necessarily get that elsewhere, but I can see why they would try. And I don't think that they necessarily have to duplicate Silicon Valley. Technology is kind of the way it is, going forward. It's a very lucrative business and it's going to be around for a long time. So all these areas, like, who would have thought that, technology would, like, a hub of technology would be Wisconsin? But that's what they hope for. And I think there are a lot of other states that are going to hope for that, too. Just bring in business and technology, period. don't shoot for being the next Silicon Valley, because it really is a combination of a million different things. Geography is very much included in that. Wisconsin versus, you know, San Francisco Bay Area geography are very, very different, and they offer very different things. I don't think you get the same thing between both.
And there's another part about this, and tech people understand this because they've been covering this forever, which is tech works really well in the United States, mm-hmm. in some areas. Even if you're not the next Silicon Valley, Illinois and New York have actually created some decent Silicon Alleys or Silicon Valley clones. But factories are not part of the equation. Mm. I mean, in fact, you look at the large companies in the United States, they got rid of their factories. Intel still has one. AMD still kind of has one that they co-own. But they're not winning propositions. You cannot build stuff in the United States and get the cost breaks that you need to be able to be competitive on the market. I mean, Google tried this. Remember, Google I.O. was at 2011, and they made that little sphere thing, and it was entirely made in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it died because they realized we could sell these for $300, which is $100
more. Which you're not going to sell those.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to sell them. But we could sell it at $100 over the price it cost to make them, and we still won't make money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. And I mean, especially when you're talking about factories, it's prime for automation, right? And suddenly the whole incentive of, hey, we're bringing all these jobs to the area kind of fizzles and goes away because, we've also automated and lowered our cost, and it behooves them to do so.
That's already been identified as a loophole in the contracts that are being drawn up, which is Foxconn, they have to start with 3,000 workers. But they could bring in heavy automation if they wanted to expand the plant. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't get the full tax incentives, but they already got the bulk of it.
Right.
So,
and they're already rocking at that point, you know.
Exactly.
And whatever partners, you know, move into the area to make deals, so they end up positioning themselves close to Foxconn, and ends up being a really good strategic opportunity.
We'll see, though. I mean, I don't want to be negative. I will say this is a bet. It's definitely a bet. It seems to be a fool's bet. However, maybe they'll pull it off. And if they do, other states will copy the template.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take us a while to know whether they pull it off or not.